Highlights of the week.
Welcome to the latest edition of Highlights of the Week here on Radio SI, where we go through some of the major news making headlines this week. Thanks for tuning in.
Highlights of the week.
We start off with the UK. Prime Minister Boris Johnson skipped a planned conference in Luxembourg amid noisy protests. Luxembourg Prime Minister Xavier Bettel.
I just want to repeat and to remind that Theresa May accepted the withdrawal agreement. So don't make it like the European Union would be the bad guy not accepting decisions that the UK proposes. And it's not under my responsibility if they're not able to find a United Kingdom back in London and in the House of Commons and a majority. These are homemade problems, and we have now all to deal with that homemade problems who makes all ourselves in a more general problem.
Earlier, Mr. Johnson met with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The pair said a new Brexit deal could be reached before the 31st of October deadline. The European Parliament formally called for Britain to be granted another extension to allow more time for London to agree the terms of its withdrawal.
Highlights of the week.
Then we learned that Slovenia's mountaineer and extreme skier Davo Karničar had died. He was known for skiing non-stop down Mount Everest as the first person ever in 2000. Karničar, 56, died while cutting down a tree close to his home. With a project known as the Seven Summits, Karničar entered history as the first man in the world to ski down all seven highest peaks of all continents in a single run in 2006.
Highlights of the week.
Israelis voted in their country's second general election in 5 months. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the snap election after failing to form a governing coalition with a viable majority after April's vote. Netanyahu's main challenger was the centrist Blue and White Party led by former military chief Benny Gantz.
On my watch, there will be no appeasement. On my watch, Iran will not threaten Israel by taking over Syria, Lebanon or Gaza Strip. Nor will it undermine pragmatic regimes in the Middle East. On my watch, Iran will not have nuclear weapons.
There was no clear winner as the election ended in deadlock. Mr. Netanyahu was vying to stay in power for a record fifth term. He urged Mr. Gantz to start negotiations on a joint administration, but the latter rebuffed the idea. Mr. Gantz said he wanted a unity government, but only one led by him.
Highlights of the week.
Saudi Arabia said it had evidence linking Iran to the last weekend's attacks on its oil fields. It said 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles were fired from a direction that ruled out Yemen as a source. The United States, too, had earlier accused Iran of being involved, while Iran had denied the accusation and said it was ready for war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
I think it's abundantly clear. And there is an enormous consensus in the region that we know precisely who conducted these attacks was Iran. I didn't hear anybody in the region who doubted that for a single moment.
Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi rebels said they were behind the attacks. The attacks knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production.
Highlights of the week.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologized after photos of him wearing brown face makeup and dressed as Aladdin appeared in the Time magazine.
It's well known that communities and people who live with intersectionalities and face discrimination, the likes of which I have never personally had to experience, is a significant thing that is very hurtful, and that's why I am so deeply disappointed in myself.
The Prime Minister was at a private party when the pictures were taken in 2001. Canada is gearing up for an election in less than 5 weeks. Mr. Trudeau has seen his popularity fall, and the elections are expected to be close.
Highlights of the week. Top story.
On Friday, hundreds of thousands of young people across the world took to the streets, taking their stand on climate change with strikes and protests. The protests have been inspired by 16-year-old Swedish campaigner Greta Thunberg, who was set to join the crowd in New York City. She's one of 21 other young people who filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government. On Thursday, Greta addressed the U.S. Congress.
I don't see a reason to not listen to the science. It's just such a thing that we should be taking for granted, that we listen to the current best available United science. It's just something that's everyone should do. This is not political opinions, political views or my opinions.
Young people demanding climate justice have hit the streets in Australia, Asia, Africa, United States and Europe.
In school, I'm learning about the effects of climate change and I'm learning that we need to do something, yet I'm seeing that the people in charge and the people who are running our country aren't doing anything. To me, this is confusing, so I'm here today to step up and say no more.
We only have like a few years before the climate crisis really takes an effect on all our lives, on the health of the individuals in the Philippines and across the world. So it's really a point of unity for the youth as well as the other sectors of society to really unite against climate change and clamor for climate action from the governments and the big corporations that are primarily responsible for the climate problems that we experience today.
That climate change is a catastrophe, that we need to reduce the levels of global warming, we need to reduce the levels of our carbon footprint, and most importantly, we have to stop using fossil fuels as a way of dealing with our energy challenges.
You know, the future, if we will study and do nothing with climate crisis, we will study for nothing, because everything will be destroyed by climate crisis.
Students around the world have been gathering ahead of next week's United Nations summit in New York City. Francesco Rocca, president of the International Federation of Red Cross.
By 2050, 200 million people every year could need international humanitarian aid as a result of a cruel combination of climate-related disaster and the socio-economic impact of the climate change. This is nearly twice the estimated 180 million people who need help today from the international humanitarian system.
Protests will be taking place in 150 countries around the world until next Friday. In Slovenia, young generations will hit the streets on the 27th of September.
Highlights of the week.
That's it for this week. You can join us again next week, same place, same time. This is Lidija Petković signing off and wishing you a nice end of the week.
Highlights of the week.